662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you stand. Get Lord.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Well. God bless each and every one of you on today. Amen. We know that God is able. He's greatly to be praised. Amen. We just thank and praise God for every good and wonderful gift that he's given on today. Praise be to God. We just want to thank God for you, and you. Everything that God does on behalf of his people who he loves. Amen. So right now what we're getting ready to do is we're just holding things down for King Arthur. King Arthur, he hasn't made it in yet, but we're quite sure he's going to be walking through that door pretty soon. So again, we'd like you to get ready to get out your pencils, get out your papers, get out all of those things that you need so that you can be empowered, because that's what it's all about. It's all about being empowered. Amen. King Arthur is going to take you through a journey of how you can be that king, that queen, amen, that royal prince, that individual that is needed in this dispensation of time. Amen. Because God wants to be able to use you mightily. That's right. God wants to be able to use you mightily. Amen. And if you're willing to surrender your heart, mind, and body and soul over to him, amen, he will use you mightily. Amen. And all of the teachings that he's been sharing, amen, as he said from the beginning, his ministry is about helping to empower you so that you can prepare yourself to be that kingdom-minded individual and to walk in the authority that God intended right from the start, to bring you back to that place what God first intended in the Garden of Eden. He intended for man to live a life that was pleasing in God's sight, to live a life that was fruitful, to live a life that was just to be in God's presence and to just have fellowship with him. And we already know the devil came in and took that. But I like about it is that Pastor Arthur keeps reminding you that you too can get back to that place with God. You can get back to that place from that fallen, deprived mind frame that you're walking in. God wants to get you out of that place so that you can have fellowship with him. Watch this, not just on a Sunday, not just on a convocation, not just during a revival, but you can have that fellowship with God on a day-to-day basis. Amen. And so if you're willing to drop your, you're willing to unlearn what you've learned, and you're willing to learn what it is God wants you to learn, I'm here to tell you, my brothers and sisters, you will be able to walk in victory. You'll be able to walk in righteousness. And as he said before, you ain't living to be saved. You're living because you already saved. You're living because you are the righteousness of God. Amen. You're living because God has given his life for you. He's left the tracks for you to follow in. And all you got to do is follow in those tracks. Amen. And when you find yourself getting off track, be just like the prodigal son. Come to your senses, dust yourself off, and say, you know what? I've sinned against heaven. I've sinned against the Father. But you know what? I'm going back to that place where I belong. I'm going back to that place where I had fellowship with my Father. I'm going back to that place where, amen, I was eating good, I was resting good, I was sleeping good. So, hey, y'all, King Arthur then walked in the building, amen, and I'm quite sure, amen, he's got that mighty sword drawn and ready, amen, to get ready to share with you the word of God. I'm quite sure he's got it all ready. Amen. And you can hear him in the background. You hear that hallelujah. You hear that Barry White. You hear that Barry White baritone. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, we give it over to King Arthur in Jesus'
name. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, saints. Let's just for a moment, let's just tell the Lord thank you. Just tell him thank you. You know, hey, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, our Father. Thank you, Father, for all the things that you have done for us, my Father. We just say thank you. In all things, we give thanks, Father. Thank you so much. What a mighty God you are. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. If we had 1,000 tongues, Father, we couldn't thank you enough. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, my Father, for your love for us, Lord. Thank you so much. What a mighty God you are. We give you praise and we give you adoration. You're a mighty God. You're awesome. There's none like you in all the earth. No, not one. Who can compare to you, Father? Nobody. Who's like unto our God? Nobody. Who can be for us as our God has? Nobody. Who can love us more than our God loves us? Nobody. Father, we love you, Lord. We love you because you first loved us and you showed your love for us, Father, that you saved us even while we were yet in our sins. What a mighty God you are, Lord. Now, Father, we would ask you, Lord, to help us. Help us to come to the knowledge of that. That even though salvation has been provided for every man might not be saved, Father. But he must receive that salvation. They must learn of that salvation. They must know of that salvation. They must grab a hold to that gift. Truly, the fields are ripe for harvest. But the laborers are few. So, Father, I pray that you send laborers forth into the highways and byways and to the seen and unseen. To all the world. Your saving grace, Father. So that men might be saved, Father. So they might not be those, Father, who are cast into the lake of fire. I ask you, Father, send your word, Lord, and let your word, Father, be, do what you send it to do and be. And, Father, we'd be careful to give you all the credit, all the glory, all the honor, and all of the praise. For this is your kingdom. And we are citizens of your kingdom. And we are children, Lord, your children in your kingdom, Father. And we, too, are kings in your kingdom, Father. And we count it an honor and a privilege that we have come to the kingdom for such a time as this, Father. Now, Father, use these lips of clay. I humble myself under your mighty hand. Holy Spirit, I yield myself to your ministry, to you. You can use this body. You can use this voice. You can use this broadcast. You can use me. Less of me and all of and more of you. Matter of fact, none of me and all of you. Use me for God's glory. Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you once again. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints. Hey, as always, I love y'all. Hello. Well, I love y'all so much. I tell you this, the highlighter of my week, you know. when I come on this radio broadcast for this hour and have the opportunity to allow God to use me to spread his love to you. To share with you, you know, an end time message. Listen, I wouldn't be stretching it if I was saying it this way. The greatest story that's ever been told, the greatest message that's ever been preached, that's the gospel. And that's not the gospel. Okay, Holy Ghost. And that's not the gospel of Jesus. I'm not talking about that. That's a gospel. But I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about one greater than that. You see, you're telling us there's a gospel that's greater than the gospel of Jesus? Yes, indeed. And boy, listen, we've been deceived by the devil too long. I'm going to say that one more time. We, who is we? The church. We've been deceived by the devil too long. And boy, he's been stealing, killing, and destroying. In every area of our life, spirit, soul, and body, physically too. And listen, the only way he's able to do that is by keeping us from the knowledge of it. I don't know why I'm going in this. Well, I know it's the Holy Ghost. I don't have no pre-planned message. I just come on this radio broadcast and say, Holy Ghost, have your way. I just be faithful to put the word on the inside of me and meditate in God's word day and night for the last 40 years. And boy, there's a lot in me. So I don't even have to take no thought of what I'm going to say or none of that. I just come on this broadcast, and when Bishop says, hey, you on there, I just open my mouth. And no longer just Arthur then. It's the Spirit of the Lord that's on the inside of all of us, that's on the inside of me, and all of us who have received Jesus Christ as our Lord and has received the Holy Spirit, hey, it's that Spirit. That's on the inside of me. He come up, up, and up, and up. And by the time, boy, he pointed his finger over to me and say, you on the air? Amen. It's not only, it got all the way to the top, and now it's overflowing. It's not only in me, and it's not all in up, coming up on me. My night and all the way got full of it, now it's flowing over. As long as it's on the inside of me, you know that's for me. And as it's coming up on the inside of me, that's for a purpose. And as it starts flowing out of me, then that's the Spirit of the Lord that's up on me. The Spirit of the Lord that's in me and in all of you out there. Now, it's not only in me, but it's up and it's on me. For what purpose, Lord? So it might minister to the Spirit that's on the inside of you. Not your soul, not your emotions, not your attitude, not even your conduct. Not even your manner of life. Well, let me tell you something about the Holy Ghost, man. When you receive him, he come past all your circumstances, all your situations, all your symptoms, all your faults, all your mistakes, all your good, all your everything. And he take a residence on the inside of your spirit. And the only way he able to do that because you are covered by the blood. You wash white as snow. That's the only reason why the Holy Spirit can come and dwell on back in the inside of your spirit. And then he began to work from the inside out. We be trying to conform from the outside in. But that's not how God do things in the kingdom. That's how religion do things. And that's how church do things. And that ain't no bad thing. That's a good thing. I mean, let me tell you something, boy. The devil's most success. Listen, if you don't hear nothing else, boy, hear this today. The devil's most successful tactic that he's going to use against us, the church, believers, is to preoccupy us with good things at the expense of forfeiting great things. I like the way Bishop Townsend said. He said,